Hello and welcome to Cloud HCM Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in cloud HCM best practices and information, which are important for your Oracle Cloud HCM service. I'm Frank Howe, Director of Cloud HCM Development and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. And we have two guests from Accenture joining us on our show today. Our first guest is Janine Kovacic, Accenture Managing Director, Oracle Practice. Janine has more than 21 years delivering complex Oracle HCM projects for Accenture. She currently leads Accenture's Oracle SaaS Center of Excellence, where she is building assets and more efficient delivery methods for the organization. Janine also leads Accenture's Oracle Test Automation and Quarterly Update Testing as a Service offerings. Janine, thank you for joining us on Cloud HCM Talk Radio. It's great to have you with us today.
Thanks. It's a pleasure, Frank.
Also joining us today is Ashley Baker. Ashley is a manager in Accenture's Oracle Cloud Center of Excellence, responsible for test automation. Ashley has over 20 years of experience with Oracle technology and currently manages the Accenture Oracle SaaS Cloud Update offering process, which handles the impact analysis, testing, and implementation of all aspects of the quarterly update process. Ashley has over 15 years of systems delivery, stabilization, and project management experience. She has led and assisted technology teams in several full lifecycle implementations. And she's Oracle Cloud certified in payables with experience in Oracle Cloud ERP implementations. Ashley, many thanks for joining us on our show today. It's a pleasure to have you here as well.
Hi, Frank. Thanks for joining.
Efficient release management is an essential aspect of any type of software. So I'm glad to have the combined experience of Janine and Ashley here to discuss this important topic, which is efficient release management for Oracle's Cloud HCM. Janine, Ashley, I provided a brief introduction about your roles at Accenture. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners about your backgrounds?
Well, for me, Frank, I think you've covered it all. Just looking forward to talking with you guys about release management.
I would say the same.
Okay, great. So, Janine, let's talk about your involvement with Oracle's release management. How, if at all, is release management different when talking about the cloud?
So I do spend a lot of time helping our clients set up their release management strategy as they move to the cloud. It is different. When you were on the on-prem system, you kind of set your pace and your tone. And now in the cloud world, the changes are going to be pushed to you and you have to get more accustomed to that. We handle it great in our personal lives. Changes get pushed to our personal devices all the time. But in the corporate world, we have to get more used to that mindset. And clients who are very agile focused, they're much easier and quicker and able to adopt this concept in the cloud. You know, for some of our other clients who are very much just moving into agile methodology, this is a little bit more of a shift for them and they have to get more accustomed to it. And we're there to kind of help them through this process to make it easier for them.
So what exactly is the difference between quarterly updates, enhancement releases, and new features?
Good question, Frank. I know it can get confusing. Oracle is going to deliver the quarterly updates, and with those quarterly updates, new features that you can turn on, you know, whenever it works for your business. In addition, though, you may need to have other changes, such as changes to your custom reports or integrations. Your business may decide that they want to add a personalization or change some of the existing words that are on a particular page. Those are kind of enhancements to your system. And generally, people tend to think of those as an enhancement release. So Oracle will give you the quarterly updates. Oracle will provide you new features. But you may still want a window to be able to incorporate any additional changes that might come through from other parties.
Great. Thanks, Janine. So Ashley, quarterly updates typically include auto-enabled changes as well as new features. How are your clients handling these? And can you give some examples?
Basically, our recommendation is to focus on any auto-enabled changes during the update window. New features are great, of course, but we highly suggest that they turn those on at a later date. Given the short time frame that we have to test, we recommend keeping your risk low and defer those new features into later. So what we've seen is that, you know, during the quarterly update releases, you take just the auto-enabled features and then you set up your release management process so that if there's some new features that the clients or project teams are interested in, then we set those up as like separate little mini projects for them to implement at a later time.
Yeah, that's great. Great. Thanks, Ashley. So Janine, can you talk more about the suggestion of deferring new features and why do you think that's important?
Yes, I do think new features are great and they're a benefit of being in the cloud. But there is some risk of trying to force a new feature in during that very short timeframe. When you look at those and analyze those new features, they could have a larger impact on your overall business. So for example, when we were moving to the new responsive UI, that was a larger change for many clients. They may have had to analyze to figure out all of their personalizations that they may have applied to their existing UI. How would that now work on the new UI? Seems pretty straightforward, but when you have a very condensed window and you're rushing, you don't want to make sure that you don't miss something and then you put something into production that, you know, causes a glitch, may not be exactly what you wanted, and just gives that poor perception to your user base. So for that reason, we kind of just say, you don't need to rush, take a step back. Your quarterly release may go in and you may release those changes a week later or 2 weeks later. We're not suggesting 3 months down the line, but just give yourself those extra couple days to work through it. There could be a communication aspect as well that you might need to put together and draft to all of your employees.
I think that's a good approach. So Ashley, how would you describe the impact of new features and releases? And are you seeing new features being enabled?
So Frank, clients that have an agile culture, we see, or those that have begun adapting to agile methodologies, are more likely to embrace these new features, the new changes that Oracle are introducing with these quarterly updates. I think it's pretty safe to say that most, if not all of our clients would love to turn on some of these new features that have minimum impact to their business processes. But I think the larger changes that are more widespread and require more analysis to ensure they don't impact their current business processes are not embraced immediately, as clients, like I said, need to assess how it will adjust their business processes, as well as any change management processes. So they need to go in there and, you know, create the training materials to train their business users on these new features and new functionality. So that takes a little bit of time. But again, things that are very small and have minimum impact, for instance, if there's a new field or there's a new checkbox on a field, we're seeing that our clients are willing to absorb those changes and put those into the releases within that 2 week window. But some of the larger changes that we're seeing, they're waiting to make sure, like I said, that they can do that analysis and make sure that it has very minimum impact to their current business processes.
And that sounds like a very valid approach. So thanks, Ashley. It makes a lot of sense. So Janine, what about changes or additions to existing functionality? What is the impact of these changes to customers?
So I think it really depends on where you are in the spectrum of a living system. Enhancements are going to come from Oracle as well as from your up and downstream systems. I do think that is an area that is sometimes forgotten. Enhancements aren't only going to come from Oracle. They are going to come from your internal company as well as your external vendors. In an agile clients, you are seeing this more frequent as frequently as monthly. For other clients, it might be more on the quarterly basis.
Okay, so can you talk a bit about testing? Should each quarterly update, new feature, or change to existing functionality be tested?
So while Oracle does do a lot of testing prior to releasing the update, every client setup is unique, and those unique setups should still be tested. Your testing really should be based on the type of release you're doing. The testing that you're going to do for a Vertex or Legislative is going to be very different than the testing that you're going to do for a quarterly update testing.
So what approach do you recommend for testing the quarterly updates?
For that, it's twofold. First, we're going to recommend that you identify a reusable test suite that's going to focus on those key processes that need to be 100% up and running in order for your business to continue successfully. From there, it's important to analyze what's included in the release. There will be additional release testing that you'll want to include. There could be unique changes that are only in a particular release that you just want to double check are still working. It may not be something that you want to include in your long-term regression suite, but there will be one-off testing. We're also going to highly recommend that you leverage test automation. given the short time frame between the changes being in your test environment to production, you want to be able to test as quickly as possible to feel comfortable that your setup is going to be working fine with those new changes. And obviously, the more modules you have, the more testing you need to do, and the faster you need to be able to do it.
So do you recommend doing end-to-end testing or testing with downstream systems?
You definitely need to do end-to-end business process testing, but not necessarily testing with the up or downstream system. So for instance, you could generate the vendor file for internal validation, but you don't need to send that to the vendor and have them process it. Typically, that is not a process that's going to be impacted with a quarterly change. The quarterly changes are really focused within the application, but internally, within the cloud, you do want to run those end-to-end processes. So for instance, if you're hiring someone, you want to make sure you can pay them, maybe promote or terminate them. Things like that that are within the application, you should definitely focus on the end-to-end.
Are there any changes that you feel are necessary after a quarterly update has been applied?
Well, the great news is Oracle usually calls out when they're aware of changes that need to happen. Could be on security, things of that nature. But typically, when we're going through and we're not necessarily finding any changes that have to happen, the one area that we do see changes might be on some complex personalizations that you may have in your environment. Big personalizations, those are fine. Those really aren't being impacted. But there are some clients who do some very unique and complicated changes. Those are ones in particular that you are going to want to run through, and you might have to tweak here and there.
Yeah, and those are normally noted and documented for retesting. So it's good to keep those listed, and as people change or as processes change, they don't get lost. So it's good to keep record of those. So what is Accenture's best practice approach for mitigating any issues that may arise?
So the best way is to find it early. So that being said, you need to start testing as soon as that update is applied. For us, when we get the update applied, our teams start kicking off testing over the weekend. We want to make sure that if there is anything major, that we are identifying it immediately, whether it's something that we have to bring to Oracle's attention in terms of an SR, that gives you time to analyze it and make a change and give it back to us for any retesting, or if it's within our own development teams, it gives them time to do the testing and go through the migration process to make sure that once we are going to go to production, we know that our solution is working.
Great. So as we close out the show, is there any final advice that you have for our listeners today?
You know, one of the things that we've discovered through these quarterly updates is that where we can share client experiences, it really allows for faster identification and resolution of issues. We can see based on how other clients are testing where you could bring to light some additional areas to focus on for other clients. And we have done this and shared that. And that has actually gone a long way to making sure that you feel comfortable with everything that's out there. No client is going to be able to test everything. It's not a full system test that we're trying to do. So where we can make it efficient and help others by looking at what everyone else is doing and bring those to light, I think that has really gone a long way to helping out.
Great. Thanks for that summary, Janine. And Janine and Ashley, it was a pleasure having you on Cloud HCM Talk Radio. Many thanks for joining us today and sharing your thoughts and information on efficient release management with our listeners. It's great having you both on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Frank.
If you'd like to learn more about Accenture's quarterly updates testing as a service, which Janine and Ashley mentioned today, please visit Accenture's quarterly updates testing as a service webpage at the shortened URL, accentru.re/37v-c-b-a. And there you can learn more about Accenture's cloud update testing process, which includes a library of over 2,000 pre-built test scripts for fast and efficient testing. So please check out Accenture's page for more information. And if you'd like to learn more about what is new and exciting in Oracle's Cloud HCM releases, please visit the Oracle Cloud Readiness What's New documentation, which you can reach by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/33lowercase T_M_S_L, the number 8. And here you can learn about cloud new features, including capability overviews, business benefits, setup considerations, and usage tips by reviewing the new feature summary, spotlight videos, readiness training, maintenance packs, known issues, and more. So please check out this great information as well. And if you have any comments about the show today or suggestions for future shows, please send us an email to cloud-hcm-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. You can also email us any questions you might have about our topic today. We look forward to hearing from you, so please be sure to drop us a note. Thank you for tuning in today to hear about efficient release management. We hope you enjoyed the show and found the information relevant for your Oracle Cloud HCM service. I'm Frank Allen. You've been listening to Cloud HCM Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another Cloud HCM Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.